the Polish refugee children. Adelphi Zawada talks to Ali Makaizek. Part 1. When my babcia, my grandmother, was only 7 years old, her mother put her on a train with her brother and sister. The train pulled out of the station. Babcia didn't see her parents again for 17 years. This happened during the Second World War. The USSR had invaded eastern Poland. The invading soldiers made Babcia's family leave their home. They were sent to one of the many work camps in the USSR, along with over a million other Polish people and their children. Hunger, sickness, and overwork killed thousands of them. Going south to Iran. Babcia's family managed to stay alive and keep together. When the Polish people were allowed to leave the camps, they travelled south to get away from the freezing cold. The journey was difficult and took a very long time. In the south, the family felt safer, but they had nowhere to live. It was also very hard to find work, and they never had enough food. Many children were travelling on to orphanages in Iran, then called Persia. Babcia's parents decided to send Babcia and her brother and sister there as well, so they wouldn't die from hunger. That was why Babcia's mother put the three children on the train. My Jaja, my grandfather, also travelled to an orphanage in Iran. His story is different from Babcia's story because both his parents died in the USSR and his youngest brother died in Iran. The journey to New Zealand. Babcia and Jaja lived in Iran for over 2 years. They started learning to read and write. Sometimes the children were taken swimming, but Babcia was not allowed to go because she was often sick with malaria. Several countries said they would take some of the Polish children from the orphanages. New Zealand was one of them. Babcia and Jaja came here on a ship with over 700 other Polish children. Babcia was 10 and Jaja was 11. Those children were New Zealand's first official group of refugees. The camp in Pahiatua. The Polish children and their caregivers went to live in the Polish children's camp in Pahiatua. For the first time in their lives, Babcia and Jaja went to school every day. Their teachers were also refugees from the camp. All their lessons were in the Polish language because everyone believed that, after the war, they would go back home to Poland. However, when the war ended, the soldiers from the USSR did not leave Poland. The country was not free, so the children and the adults who were looking after them were invited to stay in New Zealand. After the war, Babcia and Jaja spent 3 years in the camp. Then they left to go to high school. At first, they felt different. They spoke very little English, so sometimes they found it hard to understand their teachers. However, most New Zealanders were kind and supportive, and my grandparents settled in very well in this country. In 1963, Babcia and Jaja were married. After the war, Babcia's parents returned to Poland and started searching for their children through the Red Cross. When they discovered that Babcia and her brother and sister were in New Zealand, they wanted to come here too. After a lot of difficulty, they were able to join their children in 1959. In 1967, they became New Zealand citizens. Part 2. Passing on the Polish ways. Babcia and Jarja, my dad's parents, have lived here now for more than 50 years. In lots of ways, my family is just like any other Kiwi family. However, like many people who come to live here, Babcia and Jarja still do some things the way they did in their home country. They have passed some of these traditions on to their children and grandchildren. A lot of the Polish things we do are part of special celebrations. For example, on Christmas Eve, we sing Polish carols and have Polish Christmas food. At Easter, we paint real eggs and make Easter baskets. And on Easter Monday, we have a huge water fight. It's an old Polish tradition that goes back hundreds of years. We also sing and dance at festivals and on special occasions. My grandparents speak to each other in Polish. My brothers and I can speak and understand a bit too. Part Kiwi, part Polish. When they are young, a lot of children from Polish families go to Polish clubs or Saturday schools, where they learn Polish words, songs, and games. But we also learn a lot just by being with the family and listening and joining in. My mum is a third generation Kiwi, but she can speak Polish and she knows a lot about Polish culture. She says that being part of the Polish community is like having a window you can look through to get a wider view of the world. I love having a part of me that's Polish. My teachers never seem to get my last name exactly right, but I like it that my name is unusual. My friends also think it's pretty cool that I know Polish songs and dances and some Polish language. I do all the ordinary things that my friends do, but I get to do those other Polish things as well. I hope I can pass some of my Polish life on to my own children one day, like Stolat, the special song you sing on someone's birthday. Different, but the same. Babcia says that one happy memory from her childhood is from when she was about 4 years old. She was sitting under a tall Christmas tree. She remembers looking up and seeing candles, colourful decorations, and walnuts wrapped in silver paper. Maybe that's why she has a huge walnut tree in her garden. My brothers, my cousins, and I all love climbing that tree. Every year, we help Babcia and Jarja collect walnuts for our family and friends to share. My grandparents are different from other grandparents because of the way they came to New Zealand and because of the Polish way they still do some things. But they are also just like grandparents everywhere. They love welcoming their family and friends into their home, and there are always cakes and biscuits to share, and walnuts if you're lucky.
Glossary. Culture. The customs, beliefs, and traditions of a particular people. Invaded. Sent soldiers into another country to take control of it. Official. Approved by the government or by someone who has the power to make decisions. Orphanages. Places that care for children who don't have parents to look after them. Refugees. people who can't safely return to their own countries. Traditions, things that have been done for a long time. USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, also known as the Soviet Union, a country that existed between 1922 and 1991. It was made up of several smaller states that are now independent countries. The government of the USSR was in Russia.